In the years since the Zimmerman trial began, America has endured the unfolding of the Paula Deen controversy, the Michael Dunn verdict, the Cliven Bundy's observations, Donald Sterling's conversations, and from an ordinary Joe perspective, there were plastic eggs stuffed with racist messages that were left on the lawns of Virginia residents on Easter Sunday morning. Just last month, a New Hampshire police commissioner resigned over using the N-word to slur President Obama. And just last week, two black employees at an industrial cotton gin in Tennessee filed a federal discrimination complaint against their white supervisor for calling them quote-unquote monkeys and declaring that he should post a quote-unquote white-only sign on the water fountain. So when you look at this incomplete inventory of racial intolerance, it'd be easy to adopt a cynical perspective on American race relations. But, you know, when you look at it also, you have to remember that it's these types of sensational outlier behaviors that grab newspaper ink. And what doesn't get captured in the headlines are the quiet dinners that my family has with white friends from church, or the blacks and whites who are working together to try to mentor inner city kids. So there are certainly some, we have a long ways to go in a lot of situations, but there are fewer Donald Sterlings out there, I think, than the media would tend to have you believe.
What about if you drill down to the local level and say you were to take a poll of what citizens in Sanford think about things a year out? What do you think they would say?
Well, I think the people in Sanford would definitely say that things are much better, again, because of their concerted effort to try to make change. You know, they were put under the microscope because of this situation, and I think in most ways they reacted very effectively to try to counter both the perspective and also the realities that exist in Sanford by holding town meetings, by getting whites and blacks together in church to have out these issues. Now, certainly, it would be foolhardy to say that everyone in Sanford is going to have a colorblind perspective to life, but I think that overall, Sanford is, you know, has taken what it was a tragic, terrible situation and made themselves better for it.
Leaving aside the issue of race, what about if you look at the other one of the other central issues in the trial and the events leading up to it, the whole argument around stand your ground? Where do you think Florida is a year out from the trial of George Zimmerman on that particular issue?
I don't think there's any appreciable difference, unfortunately, Matthew, because there hasn't been any appreciable change to the law. Our lawmakers were steadfast in saying that they didn't see any need for tweaking it. The whole not changing one damn comma in the law comment that became popular during this time held out to be true. We can still stand our ground, and still seem to support this idea that it's better safe than sorry. Let me shoot first and ask questions later, which is a dangerous precedent to have in this state. And, you know, I'm concerned that people are still going to take this too far and do what the law allows them to do.